the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Whether you've worshipped here, or at Christ Lutheran, or up at Peace in Shell Rock, and even those who are guests here tonight, if you've been in church, in most churches for the last 25 or so days, you have not heard these words. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. These are the opening words of the Gloria in Excelsis, a part of the traditional liturgy of the church. And they've been removed. They've been removed because it was the season of Advent. And the season of Advent is a time of repentance, a time of preparation, a time of waiting. And it reminds us that there was also a much longer period of waiting and preparation that led up to that which we celebrate this evening, the fulfillment of God's promise to send forth the Redeemer of the world. All through the Old Testament, already beginning in the Garden of Eden, and then made as a promise, first to Abraham and to his descendants, Isaac and Jacob, then in more and greater detail to Moses and the people of Israel, bringing them out of Egypt, bringing them to Mount Sinai, through the wilderness and into the promised land. God had made a promise, and the people waited for that promise to be fulfilled. And finally, on this night, more than 2,000 years ago, the announcement was made that the wait was over. God had kept his promise. He had sent forth the Redeemer of the world. But it's surprising to some who this announcement was made to. It was made to shepherds. And while it might be surprising to some, it really shouldn't be. Because after all, shepherds are pretty significant in the history of Israel. King David was a shepherd. Many of the prophets were from families of shepherds, and in fact, God himself had said he would come forth in the fulfillment of this promise to be one who would shepherd his people Israel and draw his flock together, and he would lead and guide his flock. Shepherds were pretty important in the waiting period for the Christ who was to come. And not only that, but let us consider these shepherds for just a moment and their significance. And while there is a bit of speculation here, with all of the other speculation that goes on with some of the details about the Christmas story, this is one I think is worth sharing. Who were these shepherds? Just everyday, ordinary shepherds out watching any extra or ordinary sheep? Maybe so. Doesn't change the account. But their location, near Bethlehem. Not only because Bethlehem was the place of prophecy where the scriptures would be fulfilled, but also because of its proximity to Jerusalem. Jerusalem. The place where God's glory had come to rest in the temple. And all of the sacrifices of the Old Testament that pointed forward to this time where the lambs would have their blood shed and their life would be given as a sacrifice for the sins of God's people. But all pointing forward to the fulfillment of him who not only would come forth as a shepherd to shepherd his sheep, but as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That to these shepherds, perhaps watching over sheep that one day would be gathered by people who traveled to Jerusalem to be sacrificed there in Jerusalem at the altar, that God chooses to say, the wait is over. He has come. And when these angels appear to the shepherds, The angel says to them, though they are struck with fear, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. To all people, the angel says, not just to you shepherds, not just to the people of Israel, but to all mankind. For God's promise is for all. He sends forth his Son to be the Redeemer of all mankind. For all stand in need of his redeeming and saving work. The angel continues, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Christ, the Lord. A Savior comes to save people who can't save themselves. And indeed, those shepherds, the people in Bethlehem, the people in Jerusalem, those who are gathered here tonight need this Savior. For none of us can save ourselves from sin, from death, from the power of the devil. And who is this who has come forth to be the Savior? He is the Christ. That means the Anointed One. The one anointed with power from on high, who comes to do that which only he can do. And he will redeem his people. Not just by his birth there in Bethlehem. For let us not forget that those sacrifices made there on the altar in Jerusalem, or even before that, on the altar in the tabernacle, could not save a single soul from death. But they pointed forward to this one who would once on the cross come forth to be the Redeemer of all mankind by offering himself in death so that he might set free those who are under the curse of death from sin and that death. And he is, as the angel says, the Lord. The Lord, which means he is God Almighty. He is, though fully human, born of the Virgin Mary, not just a man like you or me, but he is the very Son of God, according to the prophecy, who would come forth himself and redeem his people from their sin. And so the angel reveals the truth of who has been born and what he has come to do. He reveals that the wait is over for these shepherds and Israel and all mankind. And what do they do with it? Sadly, there are many in the world who do just the opposite. The message that the Christ, the Lord, the Savior of the world has been born falls on deaf ears, and many do nothing with it. But we know that these shepherds didn't. They went to the place where the angel directed them. They didn't just go on a wandering search. They knew it was in Bethlehem, but the angel gave specific directions where this child would be found. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. Ordinary things, on the one hand. Swaddling cloths, that's what you wrap a baby in, especially in the first century. Nothing unusual about that. Ordinary things, but in a most unusual place. In a manger. A feed trough for livestock. And today, for those who are also waiting, not for the season of Advent to end, not waiting like the people of the Old Testament, waiting for the fulfillment of the Christ to come and redeem his people, but for those who are waiting for that day when Christ will come again in glory to gather those who have trusted in him unto himself. The Word of God directs you to where you will find this Christ, so that you, like the shepherds, might find your hope and your joy and your peace in him. Swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. ordinary, everyday things in a most unusual or unique place. Here in the church, the Christ is found in ordinary, everyday things. In the water of holy baptism, in the word that you hear preached and proclaimed, he is truly present. In the water of holy baptism, he connects you to himself. Through his word, he leads you to repentance, but promises you the forgiveness of sins. And here, in this unique place, his church, here on earth, you will find him wrapped in the swaddling cloths of ordinary, everyday bread and wine. And that's where you find him. You find him there giving you the promise that here he gives his true body and his true blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. This is where you find the Christ, in his church and nowhere else. That's why the Lord directs you to his church, just like the angels directed the shepherds specifically to where they would find him whose birth they had announced. The whole company of heaven joined in rejoicing with this angel and with these shepherds, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." These words have been restored to the voice of the church tonight as the Advent season comes to an end and as the Christmas season begins. The church again rejoices in the angel's message. For the Christ has been born. God's word has shown you where he can be found. There is great glory to God because finding him here in his church, he bestows his grace and his mercy upon his people so that there may be joy and there may be hope and there is truly peace on earth because God in Christ, through his redeeming work, his glorious victory over death and the grave, has shown his goodwill toward men in the promise and certainty of sins forgiven. And therefore the church today can rejoice that though she, like the people of old, must wait for God to keep this final promise, because through his word, God has revealed to you where you can find this Christ, you know that through him, no matter how long you must wait, you are ready and well prepared to meet him when he comes, because you have found him here on earth. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.